Pop, you went to the zone in the fourth quarter. They were 4 for 24. You just mainly concerned about their penetration.
Well, I thought that they were very physical the entire game, and they just drove it right down our throat. Our defense was so awful on an individual basis that we weren't getting anywhere, so I just got tired of begging, so we went to zone.
You were 18 for 27 from the bench tonight. Was this another example of the team's depth? And
well, there weren't that many bodies there. You know, without George and James, so it's not as deep as we'd like it to be, but the guys that played, you know, they shot well off the bench, and shooting well helps you win basketball games, obviously.
Was this perhaps Tiago's most meaningful minutes of the season?
He's had some other moments where he's done well, but, you know, he played longer tonight. He played one stretch for 10 minutes, and you know, looked like he was starting to get fairly comfortable out there. Did a good job on the board and rolling to the bucket for us.
Are you beginning to grow more comfortable with him in tight situation?
I don't even know his last name yet. Really, that's how little he's played. I mean, you know, it takes a while to get comfortable. But to be honest with you, I mean, I was comfortable with him when he arrived because we've seen him for several years. You know, we know exactly what he can do. We know he's a man. So there's no problem with being comfortable with him. It's just a matter of him being comfortable with everything that's going on, probably.
You talk one more time about Gary Neal being confident to take the shots down this crunch time.
You know, I think he's just been magnificent, not just because he's making shots, but he rebounds, he sticks his nose in, he's trying to play good defense, he's learning more every day, he's a coachable kid. He's really been a joy. Merry Christmas, you guys.